This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the 2018 Farm Progress Show. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Yeah, the crops are advancing quickly. My goodness, what a difference the heat and the moisture have made in bringing these crops along. I hear that's the case also in central Iowa around Boone, where the Farm Progress Show will be taking place this year. They put those cornfields in right at the end of April to get ready for the show at the end of August. They'll be combining out of those fields. There'll be ride and drive opportunities. They'll have tillage and stover baling demos too out there at the Farm Progress Show the end of August. I'm telling you now so you can already prepare, make your plans. Get rooms if you need to in the area. Make plans to get your camper there, perhaps. August 28th, 29th, and 30th. The dates for the Farm Progress Show, it's always that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, just ahead of Labor Day weekend. Hosted by Wallace's Farmer this year, back in Iowa. Keep track of what's going on there at farmprogressshow.com. Well, now, if you were needed to perform an act of heroism, would you be able to do it? Two guys in Rockford, Illinois, were put to the test last night. Mark Pickett and Ryan Craig were at a drugstore parking lot when they saw the automobile of a 70-year-old man get carried away by the waters. He was inside that Cadillac and unable to get out. Mark Pickett and Ryan Craig swung into action, broke a window to pull the man out of the sinking car. Mark Pickett told the Rockford Register-Star newspaper, "We didn't have time to get scared." How much more bearish news could be thrown at the grain market as the trade war with China escalates? Oh, and then there's one more thing. In the weekly crop condition ratings out yesterday, while the condition of the soybeans slipped slightly in the past week by 1 percentage point, the condition of the U.S. corn crop actually improved, to the surprise of traders. 78% of the U.S. corn crop is rated good to excellent now. Why, that's 11 percentage points better than the good to excellent rating on the corn crop a year ago at this time. It has some analysts who have been thinking that the USDA was assuming a corn yield too high, pondering whether corn might in fact surpass the USDA's early expectations. And in case you've lost track, and I'm sure my farmer friends have not, from late May, the price of corn has slipped almost 70 cents a bushel. Soybeans have plunged just almost $2 a bushel since the end of May. An incident involving the Indiana State Police is forcing folks in other states to ponder their state's traffic laws. This was tweeted the other day by Indiana State Patrol Sergeant Stephen Wheels. He put on Twitter that he stopped a driver who refused to move out of the left lane, even as dozens of cars started backing up behind that vehicle in the left lane. And that prompted lawmen in other states to weigh in. Iowa State Patrolman Dirk Pearson liked that tweet, and he noted while left lane driving is illegal in Indiana, that's not the case in Iowa. But the patrolman pointed out it can be a safety issue, and certainly it's a matter of courtesy. If the traffic's backing up behind you, for goodness sake, get over in the right lane. That's today's Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the 2018 Farm Progress Show. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.